Investigators have traced every WhatsApp message and call demanding a 20 million rupees ransom from Mustafa Amir's mother during his disappearance to prime suspect Armagon, and have incorporated co-accused Shiraz Bukhari's detailed statement on the extortion into the final charge sheet. Mustafa Amir, a 23-year-old BBA student, went missing on January 6, 2025, after visiting a call center bungalow in Defense's Kayaban Imanin area. Investigators allege Armagon assaulted him with an iron rod, bound his body, placed it in a car boot, drove to Hub and set both the vehicle and its occupant ablaze before returning to Karachi. On March 11, an anti-terrorism court extended Armagon's physical remand by 7 days, so detectives could seize his laptop and mobile phone, believed to contain crucial evidence. By April 5, authorities had identified two of Armagon's absconding employees, Rahim Baksh and Abdul Rahim, from Bahawalpur. They uncovered 6 SIM cards registered in their names, one used by Armagon, and linked a WhatsApp account under Supreme Financial Associates to the extortion plot. Bank accounts opened in the men's names funded his laundering scheme, and both remain wanted. A local court granted bail to Armagon's father, Kamran Askar Qureshi, on June 2 in an illegal arms case, setting bail at 100,000 rupees. 4 FIRs against him remain active after police recovered weapons from his possession. On July 21, the Federal Investigation Agency filed money laundering charges against Armagon, alleging he ran illegal call centers since 2018 that generated $300,000 to $500,000 per month, laundered through cryptocurrency. Authorities froze 8 luxury vehicles purchased with those proceeds. A forensic exhumation on August 7 confirmed Amir had no traces of drugs in his system, dispelling earlier rumors and sharpening focus on the motive and timeline of his killing. Prosecutors will now present the full array of digital and forensic evidence, including WhatsApp logs, financial records, and vehicle seizure documents at the upcoming hearing, as the case moves toward trial.